Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey! I mean, hey. Muntikan ka na malate, ah.
I know. Sorry. Hey. Kumusta?
Kumusta? Eh, kakausap lang natin kagabi.
I know. Ano oras na tayo natapos?
Yeah, but it's good. I'm glad nakapag-usap na tayo.
Yeah. I'm glad too. We're good, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Great. Sal?
Hmm?
30 seconds.
Ah, eh, era na. Joe?
Hmm?
Do you wanna start the show today?
No. Ikaw na, like always.
Well, last name mo na. For the listeners, sige na. Let's give this one last shot.
This is URBN Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest, trendiest, bestest, and most controversial show in town, Miss Connection.
Joel!
What?
Our girl Sally asked me to open the show, so I'm doing it my way as your Mr. Connection.
Hi, nako. Well, you heard that, folks. Joel is back and alive and kicking after last week's absence, and it sure sounds like he's feeling better. Anyway, this is the show that gives you your second chance at that once-in-a-lifetime moment. I'm Sally, your Miss Connection.
And I'm Joel, your Mr. Connection.
We're glad to have you back, Joel. Lalo na, you've got that one big announcement for today. Oh, eto na talaga. Okay, so if you guys have been following us on social media, you would know that this is our last episode with Joel. I know, I'm just as sad as you guys are, but we're going to make this a special episode and have a good send-off for my good friend.
Thank you, Sally. And of course, magiging masaya pa rin naman ang Miss Connection. All episodes are special because of you.
Ano ba? Kailangan pa ba maging baduy?
De, sumisip-sip lang.
Ay sus! Fine, if this is what you want to hear, yes. Joel, we will miss you.
Sus, drama naman ito. Para namang hindi tayo magkikita off-air.
Well, our listeners won't. Okay. Enough of feeding Joel's ego. Let's go straight to the show. So we asked you guys to send in your questions and messages for us about love, missed connections, and anything you want to know about me and Joel. No more hugot stories, bonding muna tayo since it's Joel's last day. You guys delivered and we have tons of questions to go through.
Yawn! And for the record, the questions were chosen by me, Sally, and our producer behind the scenes. So, surprise sa amin ang ibang tanong dito.
And you can also get through our phone line at 863-1870 for greetings and questions.
We're still checking your questions on Facebook and Twitter. MISS Connection PH on Facebook and MS Connection PH on Twitter.
That's not all, Joel. We also have a couple of surprises today from our previous callers. So, G?
G! Ay, teka. I just want to put it on the record that maraming mga tanong from Sally's drama piece last week.
Anong drama piece? Straight from the heart yun, ha? Ikaw naman as if never ka pa nag-drama about love?
At least I do it off the air.
Okay. First question from Mary on Twitter. Joel, I'll miss hearing you with Sally on air. Were you friends before this? What made you start Miss Connection together?
Oh, Sally and I were student jocks in the campus radio station.
Yes, but we were doing different shows. I did news and Joel interviewed whoever was interesting on campus.
Mostly student bands, athletes.
Oh, but we had a short-lived show, remember? Yung Campus Horror.
Yeah, we would share ghost stories, pero hindi din ako nagtagal doon.
Oo, noon pa lang, nang iiwan ka na.
Aray naman. But yeah, so then we both became interns here and what got us close was, should I say it?
Well, my boyfriend then was his high school batchmate, kaya napadalas ang pag-hangout namin until, well, that relationship ended, but our friendship got stronger.
Yeah.
So, what started Miss Connection? I was always interested about stories like this, and I needed a guy to be my partner para may ibang perspective, so I asked Joel.
Forced me.
And we've been inseparable ever since.
Yeah. Oh, and I take credit for the tagline, a second chance at that once-in-a-lifetime moment.
Are you taking it with you after you leave the show?
No, of course. It's all yours. Okay, next question. Oh, we have a caller. Hello?
Hi, Sally and Joel. I'm Benson. Gusto ko lang sabihin na sobrang nag-e-enjoy kami ng boyfriend ko sa show. Joel, crush namin yung boses mo.
Ah, thank you so much, Benson.
Alam mo, Joel, this is a perfect opportunity to plug your band.
We need to set a few rehearsals first. Medyo rusty na kami.
Stay tuned ka lang, Benson, because we'll surely have Joel and his band soon on the show. Thanks for calling. Okay, we have a comment from Facebook from Marissa. She asks, what's your comfort food on a sad day?
Like on a rainy day?
I guess, yeah. Or when you're having a really bad day.
Or when you're heartbroken. Alam ko yung kay Sally. Goto.
Huh? Goto?
Your goto meals.
Sige na, sagutin mo.
Okay, we always go to the ramen place in our building downstairs.
Pag bad day for work, yes. But that's not my comfort food. Ang comfort food, well, snack ko talaga is mikmik.
Mikmik?
Yes. Ano ba? Don't you remember? Okay, story time. Heartbroken ako kay... you know who. Andun tayo sa labas nitong building. We were sitting on the pavement. Tapos, pumunta ka sa sari-sari store para bilhan ako ng tubig. Sinamahan mo ng mikmik.
Right. Your eyeliner was all over the place.
Mascara. Okay. Anyway, naging fave ko na yung chocolate powder nun.
Ako, sarap na sarap sa ube.
I swear, Joel, ikaw lang ang may gusto ng ube. So, what's yours?
I'm not really sure about heartbreak food, but for sick days, Sally's tinola is the best. Daig pa niya ang albularyo.
Don't tell Joel, pero sa karinderya kaling yun.
Okay, if you say so. Basta masarap kapag libre.
Okay, next from Annie on Twitter. Joel, who's your celebrity crush?
Elizabeth Olsen. Facebook user Nina says, hi guys, sobrang kwela nyo. Feeling ko barkada ko na kayo. What's something we don't know about Sally?
Oh, Joel, ikaw sumagot.
Sure ka? Marami akong alam.
Be nice, Joel.
Okay. Sobrang neat freak si Sally. Bawal ang sapatos sa loob ng condo. Ano pa ba? Lamigin siya.
Yes, I always have 2 jackets and sometimes a scarf dito sa booth.
And also...
okay, enough. Baka kung ano pa idagdag mo, okay na.
Wait, one last. She might be really annoying on air, but she has a really good heart.
Aw, that's sweet, Joel. Pero for the record, I'm not the annoying one.
I'm not the annoying one.
And we have a phone-in question from Tina. Hello, Tina.
Hi, Sally. Hi, Joel. I really want to know, why is Joel leaving the show? Sana masagot nyo.
Go for it, Joe.
I mean, I've grown a lot through the show, and URBN opened up so many opportunities. But I do want to grow outside of being a radio host. I guess I realized I needed to make it on my own.
Ayaw na daw niya sa ngayon.
No, no. Of course not. Gusto ko... I mean, hindi sa ayaw na kita.
Okay, so personal growth. Is that the press release or the honest release?
Well, okay. To be honest, I was going through some personal, emotional stuff when I made the decision. But I'm all good now. I've worked out those issues.
Pero set pa rin yung decision mo?
Yeah. I think this is a good time to reset.
In short, mango-ghost hunting muna si Joel.
Sorry, inside joke. She means soul searching.
Okay, we have another caller from... sino? From one of our previous stories. Surprise daw, sabi ng producer namin. Hello?
Hi. Si John Ray to.
John Ray?
John Ray. Ako yung nasa kwento ni Patch. JR.
JR! Oh my God, JR! Okay, JR, I'm so glad you called.
Ako din.
Alright, this is exciting. Just to refresh everyone's memory, JR was Patch's missed connection in that Boracay vacation she had with her friends.
Oo, ako nga yun.
Okay, I think we know why you called, but let's start with the basics. Kamusta ka? How do you feel? Anything you want to say? Just go. Spill.
Sorry. Naiya lang kasi ako eh. Pero nakakatuwa na naalala niya lahat. Eh, ako man dahil lasing ako nun. Medyo matindi ang hangover ko eh. At madami akong hindi naalala. So, nagpapasalamat ako kasi nag-reach out siya sa inyo. Pero, ayun, madami pala akong naiiwang tanong sa kanya. Kaya, gusto ko din mag-sorry. Siguro yung pinakamasasabi ko lang is, natakot lang ako noon. Kasi bilis ng lahat eh. Na nung hapon lang, iniisip ko pa rin yung ex ko. Sabay sa gabi, nandun na ako sa kama ng iba. Hindi naman kasi ako ganung klase. Lalong hindi akong klase ng lalaki na nangiiwan sa ere. Open book talaga ako. I wear my heart on my arm.
Sleeve. You wear your heart on your sleeve.
Tama.
Okay, so natakot ka noon?
Oo. Hindi ako nakapagpaalam sa kanya. Hindi ako nakapag-explain. Siguro nung time na yun, hindi pa talaga ako ready sa anything. Mapa-fling or long term, pero tulad ni Patch, lagi kong iniisip ang gabing yun. Kung paano niya ako napasaya. Kung paano siya naging isang mabuting companion. Sana makita ko siya ulit.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Sana nakikinig si Patch ngayon.
Mako-confirm ko sa'yo, JR, that we have Patch's number. So our producer will be giving it to you after this call.
I'm curious. Did you hear the story when it aired? Did you hear it from someone else?
Narinig ko dito. Lagi akong nakikinig eh. I'm a fan of the show.
See, Joel, I told you. Hindi lang pang female market ang demographics nitong show. That's great. Okay, I'm sure you're excited to get her number, but any last words before we patch you back to our producer?
Ba-dum-ts. Good one.
Ano lang, nagpapasalamat ako sa show ninyo. More power, syempre. Tsaka, hey, Patch. Excited akong makita tayo ulit.
Ay, kinikilig ako. Thank you, JR, for calling. This is such good news.
Sally, did we just make a connection live on air?
I think we just did.
Nice one.
On that note, I think it's a good time to pause for the break and process what just happened.
Keep those tweets and messages coming, guys. We're reading them all.
At baka may iba dyang nakikinig na na-inspire kay JR. So anyone who wants to link up a missed connection, be sure to call us. That's 863-18700. We'll be right back.
We proceeded to the massacre site. Ano siya, rolling hills yung area. Tapos makikita mo yung maisan. Sabi nga ni Carol, oh, this is such a beautiful place to die. yung ganun. Para siyang Amor Solo painting yung scenery niya. Rolling hills, mga mais, tapos sa malayo may maliliit na mga bahay. Pero nung time nung maso, talagang ang sama ng kalsada. Isa lang ang makakadaan. It's a road, if you can call it a road, that led to nowhere. Wala na siya eh. Pagdating mo dun sa taas, wala na siya ibang pupuntahan. Tapos dun sa taas, ang tumambad sa amin, yung backhoe na naghuhukay.
Super Evil Season 2, A Beautiful Place to Die, coming soon. Super Evil is an Enquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. Listen to Season 1, Hatched in Hell, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.
This is URBN Radio.
If you've just tuned in, we're doing Q&As because it's Joel's last day.
And we also just found the missed connection from Patch's story from a few weeks ago. Patch, JR, congratulations!
I'm sure nag-uusap na sila ngayon.
Madaming nagpapabati ngayon, Sal. Let's give some shoutouts to Rosel, Tiny, Arnold, Lerad, Labotsrik? I guess that's Daryl Cristobal.
And to our ever supportive friends, Rona, Philip, Don, thanks for always tuning in.
Hi guys!
May tanong daw si Rona Joe. She texted, balita ko, fake news ang pagiging playboy ni Joel. Kailan niya aaminin na torpe talaga siya? Hala, sa pool!
Naku, Rona. Lagot ka sa akin mamaya.
So, ano nga?
Let's just say, I know how to have fun, but I also know when it's serious. Wait a minute. Why have most of the questions been directed at me? Are we forgetting that we're filtering like 60% of the tweets and messages about what happened last week?
Okay, fine. Read me one.
From Anonymous. How's your heart?
Totoong question ba yan?
Totoong question yan.
Okay, fine. Well, I think letting it out last week did me good. And I had a long chat with a friend who made me realize that closure comes when you stop asking questions. So there, I'm better. I'm looking forward to what's ahead and I'm appreciating the people who are still around.
Your friend must be really wise.
Okay, sunod na tanong from Jossa on Facebook. Will Myth's Connection be coming back next week? Anong gagawin mo, Joel, after this? Yes, Myth's Connection will still continue. And Joel?
Actually, I'm really looking forward to our Kalinga trip this weekend.
Yes, and we're not just going for fun, we're going as Joel's talents. Sabihin mo na.
Okay, sige. There'll be talents for my first short film. I wrote the script when I was still a film major.
Horror siya, so pinapractice ko na yung mga facial expression ko.
Sira, ikaw yung multo.
Hello, spoiler alert.
But in all seriousness, I'm really glad my friends are supporting me here. So, excited ako para dyan. And speaking of creating art, ayan, magandang segue yan to our next caller.
He's one of our previous guests and he wanted to give us a bit of a life update and share with us an exclusive.
I'm sure kilala nyo na sino siya. Let's welcome PJ of Chasing Bunnies.
Hi guys, kumusta?
Good. How are you, bro?
Doing great. Kakatapos lang namin mag-tour and we're starting to write new material for the new album.
Sounds like you've been busy.
Oo, dami nangyari mula nung huling usap natin.
Yeah, so the last time you caught up with us, you told us about your missed connection and the way he helped you to open up your heart and share your songs.
Yeah, so life update. I'm in a relationship again.
Oh, wow. Tell us about her.
Actually, him.
Oh, sorry. Tell us about him.
It's okay. Big update, eh, no? Well, he's also into music, pero sa symphony. He plays the violin. Nag-meet kami backstage sa isang music festival and we just nag-click kami. Masaya din na hilig niya yung hilig mo pero nasa magkaibang dulo kami ng music spectrum. It's nice. We learn a lot from each other.
Congratulations, PJ. I'm happy to hear this update. Cheers to being honest, no?
Salamat, salamat. Actually, lahat ng yan ay dahil talaga kay Migs, yung fan sa Root.
Nagkita ba kayo ulit?
Actually, oo. Dumaan siya sa isang gig. Hindi ko alam kung narinig niya yung kwento ko. Siguro, oo. Kasi nag-viral din siya sa eksena. Pero we talked for a bit. Exchange numbers. Pero hindi na rin kami masyado nag-usap after nun.
Oh, so you didn't get along as well as you did nung una kayo nagkakilala?
Hindi naman sa we didn't get along, pero para bang na-serve na niya yung purpose sa buhay ko. It led me to really finding out who I am. To writing more, singing more. Kumbaga, siya ang naging susi sa kung ano at sino ako ngayon. And I'm glad that I was able to discover that bago pa ako pumasok sa relationship ko ngayon.
Mukhang marami-rami ang kantang isusulat mo para sa next album, ha?
Oo nga, jam tayo minsan, bro.
Nakakahiya naman sa'yo. Pero, sige.
Ayos!
So, speaking of songwriting, you emailed me this song demo the other day.
Oo, partly inspired just sa mga nangyari. It's called Enough. Basically, the title says it all. It's about being enough for someone.
Actually, pinarinig ito sa akin ni Joel kagabi and I fell in love with it. It's such a good song, PJ.
Uy, salamat. Sobrang raw pa yun, though. Aaregluhin pa namin.
Gaganda pa yan for sure. I loved it so much that I asked Joel to ask you kung pwede ba namin i-play ito sa show. And I'm so glad you said yes.
Oo, basta kayo.
I'm sure our listeners are excited to hear this brand new song, a future Chasing Bunny's hit single, Enough.
Pero kailangan pa nilang maghintay ng kaunti because we'll be playing it later in the show.
Ayos. Sige, thank you sa support, ha?
Anything for you, PJ. See you soon.
Sige. Hello din pala sa mga nakikinig.
Thanks so much, PJ, for sharing your story and your song with us.
Okay, Joel, what do we have next?
I don't know if you've been checking Twitter, Sally, but everyone, and I mean everyone, is cheering for PJ and talking about Chasing Bunnies.
I'm checking Facebook now. Hello to Louie, Kara, Alexa, Philip, Maya, and Tanya. They're all part of the Bunny Lovers fan group.
Twitter user Lizzie says, ang daming pasabog sa episode na to. And Kel says, congrats to PJ and all the lovebirds. Sana all.
Amen. Sana all. Donna asks, Joel, ano ang pa-last day mo?
Siyempre, magpapa-ambers ako.
Yon, but maybe the people here in the booth have a question.
Ha? Huh? Wala akong narinig.
Kailan maliligawan si Sally?
Anyway, let's go to our next question.
Matagal na kaya akong nanliligaw.
Weh.
Ikaw, kailan mo ako liligawan?
Ako, tumigil ka. Sorry guys, this is what you're hearing kapag nag-open format.
This is what you hear off the air. Okay, next question.
This one's good. It's from Roy and Colleen who are tuned in on the way to meet their wedding coordinator. Wow, best wishes, guys. They ask, if you could go back in time, what would you tell your younger self? Don't overpluck your eyebrows, read more books, and never regret the choices you make. That's it. Ikaw, Joel.
Ako, don't give away those NBA cards. Whatever you want, whatever your dream is, it's already in front of you. So, don't be afraid to pursue it.
No, ako naman. Nice one. Okay, we have time for a couple more questions. This one's from Jessie. She says, nagkwento na si Sally last week tungkol sa missed connection niya. Kailan namin marinig yung kay Joel? Hi, nako Jessie. Don't expect Joel to give a serious answer.
Well, I think I remember talking about this in a previous episode. Yung kay May, I think. Yung sa library. That the only reason it's called a missed connection is because you, or the other person, didn't make the effort to connect. So, let me put it this way. Don't ask me about my missed connection. Ask me about my connection.
Smart answer.
And let me add, the ball is on her court.
Thanks for sharing your answer, Joel. Naghihintay ako ng punchline, ah.
No. No punchline. Just an answer from your Mr. Connection.
Okay. Sabi ni Ron, sana mag-compose ng kanta si Joel and PJ, tapos gawing theme song ng show. Good job, guys, and more power. Uy, why not?
Gee, we're almost out of time, but we have one last caller on the line.
Hello, Sally.
Is this Ivan?
Hey, yeah, it's me.
Oh, hey, hi. It's nice to hear from you again on air.
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate you on the show. I've been listening since I got back from the States. Great job. You too, Joel.
Hey, man.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know. On air.
I mean, I didn't know how else to reach you.
Yeah. Sige. Anything else?
No. Yun lang naman.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Look, Sally.
We're almost out of time.
Sally, I just wanted to say, it's good to talk to you again.
I'm...
And for what it's worth, I'm sorry.
Ivan, on air tayo.
I know. Sorry, I shouldn't have called.
I mean, if you want to talk, pwede naman tayo mag-sked.
It's just that, I really missed you. I was listening earlier and last week and I heard everything. I know I hurt you before, but I didn't realize how much I hurt you. You know, but it's nice to see, I mean, hear you doing well now. I mean, if I just known that you didn't want me to go to the U.S., I shouldn't have left. I shouldn't have left you. I wasn't supposed to. I even left my stuff at your place, right? My comic books, my varsity jacket, my basketball trophies.
If you want them back, papadala ko na lang sa'yo.
No, I mean, I never intended to leave you. It's just, it was the long distance thing.
I told you it wouldn't work. You promised it would.
I would have stayed if you asked me to.
Hindi naman kita mapipigilan sa pangarap mo.
I would have stayed.
So, kasalanan ko pa rin.
No.
I kept it in my head for years that this was all my fault. And who knows kung kaninong kasalanan talaga to. But you know what I realized, Ivan? That if I had really loved you, then I would have asked you to stay. And if you really loved me, then you would have stayed without waiting for me to ask.
Of course. I see. Sige. Thanks for listening, Sally. I guess I'll see you around.
Maybe.
Woo! Ang daming reactions on Twitter. So, yeah, we're going to leave you now with PJ's demo.
No, wait. Let's end the show with us.
With us?
I mean, ayusin natin ang goodbyes. This is your last episode, Joel.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Any last words? Any last anything?
Well, of course I'm sad to be leaving, pero alam kong kayang-kaya mo to. But don't replace me just yet, okay?
You'll always have a special spot on this show, Joel. Drop by ka lang anytime.
Sige, next week. Joke.
Sipangs agad.
Clingy ako eh. Okay, enough na. Exclusive, right here on the show, you're about to hear the demo from PJ of Chasing Bunnies.
Let's do this one last time.
This has been Joel.
And I'm Sally, your Miss Connection.
Sobrang gago. Upakan ko yun eh. Sorry. Okay ka lang ba, Sal?
Yeah, no, you're right. Sobrang gago lang. I can't believe he crashed your show. Parang sinadya eh.
To be fair, he sounded sincere. Pero wala talaga sa lugar. How do you feel?
Galit. Pero, I'm okay. I'm actually okay. Buti nag-usap tayo kagabi. Kasi, kung last week siya tumawag, siguro naging marupok ako. But I think I was just holding on to him for way too long. What we had before has been dead for a long time. We're practically strangers now. I just refuse to accept it.
So, he's not your missed connection anymore? Your totga? The one that got away?
Maybe he was. But it doesn't have to stay that way, diba?
Okay. Good to hear.
Ayoko na siyang pag-usapan. Ever.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Thanks, Joel. For everything.
So, ramen tonight?
Yeah. Tara.
Game. Ikaw naman magte-text kila Rona o ako na?
I was thinking of not inviting anyone else.
I'm down with that. I was actually thinking the same thing.
If you want to leave this world and just leave my heart alone in the dark, I remember we used to smile. But please don't go too far.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.